This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. Mark your calendars for this Thursday, March 12th, for the Father Matters 4th Annual Court and Custody Conference. Visit fathermatters.org for more information. I am excited today because my guest is Lonnie Jones, Director of the Women's Health Coalition of Arizona. Welcome to the Father Matters Show, Lonnie.
Thank you, Vance. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us about the Women's Health Coalition of Arizona.
I founded the organization in 2006. There was a group of us professional public health women sitting around a table, and we were discussing the high incidence that was continuing in regards to teen pregnancy, domestic abuse, why aren't women getting jobs? And it dawned on me that maybe it's because they didn't have the resources or the information to make the better decisions for themselves and their families. And that was the catalyst, and that became our objective and part of our mission, to get information into the hands of women in the community, and in particular, women of color.
Oh, right. And I remember back in 06, I was here for a year. I was just a young kid running all around Arizona, and I want to thank you in front of thousands of listeners right now, Ms. Lonnie, because you were one of the main people who helped look out for myself and Father Matters and helped gave me facilities to do workshops, gave me go talk to that person, go talk to this person. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all that you've done.
Thank you, Vance. I saw your vision, and there wasn't anything that I wouldn't have done then and now to help support you, and I'm very proud of you. I want you to know that.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
But back to what's important. So you say you started it because of the teen pregnancies and basically the domestic violence abuse. What were young girls, were they coming to you? Were people coming to you? What made you want to start this?
Well, it was just the fact, coming from a public health perspective, looking at the numbers and the data as to why teen pregnancy continued. Why is it that women were not going in for their annual exams? And so cervical cancer was on the rise. Why are children not enrolled into Medicaid? And that was the bottom line, because women and of the families just didn't have the information. They didn't know where to go. They didn't know where to call. They didn't know what resources were available to them. So we made it our business to try to get that information out to them.
So if someone's lost and stuck in a certain situation, they call the Women's Health Coalition of Arizona. And what's step one? What do they do?
Thank you. Well, the word coalition in that title is because we literally have a coalition of other service providers. You can't come to us for specific services, but you can call and we can refer you and tell you who does do those things that you're in need of. The service that we do provide is enrolling and educating families about Access, which is Arizona's Medicaid program. We can do the actual enrollment at our sites, and we're located all across Maricopa in Douglas, Arizona, and they can come to us as opposed to going to a state office, the DES office. We made a commitment that when we started to provide the service, all of us, and I have to say including myself, mm-hmm. had been on the other side of that DES desk at one time in our lives. Mm-hmm. And we did not want to have anybody feel the way we were made to feel going in to ask for services. So I'm very proud of my promotoras, very proud.
Tell us about that.
Promotoras.
Yes.
Well, obviously it's a Spanish word. Uh-huh. But in the Latino community, it is a woman who just has a little more information and she shares it. I say it's taking gossip to the next level because it's true information, and it's someone that the neighbors trust. So I've been very fortunate to find those women, and they work for us now.
And see, what I love about that, this was birthed out of your pain as well. You said you've been through it. You know what the humiliation about the embarrassment. And so how do you make it a little safer?
Well, when you come to our locations, because we're located mostly in schools, we call co-locate, they're comfortable with coming there because their children are there. They know it's a clean environment that they can take their toddlers and babies to. The resource centers and the schools that we work with, they make it comfortable because there are toys available and tables and chairs for the kids. And it's just a good experience for the whole family, mm-hmm. which makes our job a lot easier.
Wow, that's powerful. And then the schools, so when they come, you were saying about Medicaid and health insurance. How does that all play a part?
Well, it's a necessary part of everybody's lives. So if you're eligible or have not yet become eligible, you can come to us. And I want to give you a phone number, if that's okay.
Please do.
Please call 602-254-6162. And we'll get your message and call you back and make an appointment in a location that's nearest to you. So having these partnerships in the community, it allows people not to have to travel so far because they're going to drop their kids off anyway in the morning. They're walking, they make an appointment there. If they come in and they have questions, we can assist them with that. If we don't know the answer, we'll get back to them with an answer. So it's been a beautiful partnership. It's also been a great partnership with the Greater Phoenix Urban League. They came to us when we were first finding ourselves and offered us office space. So it's been a wonderful partnership, just all the way around.
Is that your main office, that your headquarters?
It is.
And that's the same phone number?
I can give you the Urban League's phone number, too.
That phone number, and what's the address to your main address?
The phone number is 602-254-5611, 254-5611, and it's located at 1402 South 7th Avenue in Phoenix.
And see, the reason why I appreciate that, Ms. Lonnie, because people have been listening to the radio show, they know we deal with realness. And what you're sharing is what people are going through. You know, I always say most men, we want you to like us for what we have, but don't get too close to my heart. Mm. And people are walking around wounded. People are walking around hurt. And they need to know that you don't need to be embarrassed if you're going through something.
Exactly.
I tell people a lot. We all can at times can be one paycheck away from with some of the people that we serve.
Exactly.
And I always tell people, don't ever forget where you came from.
Exactly.
Ever forget where you came from. You know, even from, I work with pastors and churches, and sometimes we can say, that was my old life. But we need to use that to keep us strong and keep moving forward. When women come and they get the, so mainly it's for the Women's Health Coalition. What are some of the partners that you partner with? Who are some of the servers?
Oh my goodness, Maricopa County. The schools, of course, Head to Toe, which is an agency that serves children with disabilities. It's a fabulous, fabulous organization. The health plans that are actually providing the services. So they're at the table as well. Planned Parenthood, ASU. ASU has a health clinic for women. But I want you to know that it's not just for women.
Okay,
it's not just for women. We started it because the intent was to get the information into the hands of women, mm-hmm. but we serve everybody.
And what kind of services do you provide for men?
Well, thank you for asking. With the new expansion of Medicaid access, single men or women who are eligible can now enroll into access, into the Medicaid program. So we take a lot of single men that come through the agency.
Wow.
And we're able to assist them. People that are coming out of jail,
yes,
they have to secure their health insurance. And we're partnering with Father Matters mm-hmm. on that so that we can serve them as well.
Right. Okay. Because it's very important. Because I can tell that the Medicaid side is your baby now. Because
yes.
It's so important. Why is it so important for people to realize and take serious their health and the benefits that's offered?
It's very serious because you can't do much unless you're healthy, and you have to maintain that health, and you have to have resources to get you healthy. With the new Affordable Care Act that President Obama instituted, the health plans and the service providers now have to offer behavioral health in that package. So now we're also entitled to get behavioral health services, and you know that they have to work together with physical health to keep a person whole. And this is fabulous. So Arizona just started it. There's a new provider for that, and we're very excited.
And you can plug them into the proper resources?
Absolutely.
Now, all this great work that you're doing, Ms. Lina, I have to ask, you're nonprofit?
Nonprofit.
How are you keeping these services going, taking care of your staff? What listeners are listening about, how are you doing this?
We have several contracts. I look at them as contracts. I tried to run the nonprofit as a business because I think that keeps us clear as opposed to begging.
Sure.
So we go after contracts, and we currently have contracts with the state of Arizona, with First Things First, which is a fabulous organization that provides services to families with children 0 to 5 birth. And they've got a large network of providers, so we try to stay in touch with them. We're also part of the Kids Health Link Coalition, and that's specifically to do access, education, and enrollment.
But if people who want to donate,
who
do they call? Who do they mail it to? What's going on? Because we got some awesome listeners.
We would appreciate that. Absolutely. And you can call the Women's Health Coalition at 602-254-5611 or just send it to the Greater Phoenix Urban League for the Women's Health Coalition at 1402 South 7th Avenue, Phoenix, 85007. You'll be able to look at our website after March the 1st because it's in construction right now. But if you have questions, please feel free to call me.
Right.
Now, if I can take it one step.
Please do.
Thank you. In regards to health care, if you're not eligible for Medicaid, mm-hmm. you know, open enrollment is going on from up until February the 15th. If you've missed that deadline, you can still enroll if you have life-changing events. You have a death or birth in the family. You got married. Your job changed. You just got out of jail, and now you have a job. Mm. Call us about that, and we can walk you through that process. But the benefits that are available now through the Affordable Care Act under President Obama are just phenomenal.
Yeah, and what I love about your services, because like you said, we Father Matters works with the Women's Health Coalition. The fact that they can get in and get out so fast, they love that.
Yes.
But, you know, they say, oh, we got to make an appointment. We want you to make that appointment so that time can be about you.
Yes.
And when your staff comes to our office and the people are leaving smiling and happy,
that's
because a lot of them are so intimidated and afraid, and they say they don't want to wait 4 or 5 hours, but they have to have this done.
Yes. Yes.
You know, yes. So what would they get when they come to make an appointment to get their services? How are they getting help?
Well, if I can comment on the fact of Father Matters being one of our partners, they're already familiar and comfortable with you and your services. And so it's in that environment that you've invited us in. Thank you very much. And many times, I think after they've had an appointment with you, they've just made an appointment for the following hour to be with us. So mm-hmm. it's one-stop shopping. And you can literally be in and out with us in less than 45 minutes.
And that's what's powerful. That's what's awesome, because people don't want to wait. They're already hurting. They don't want, you know, their kids are hungry. They want to get in and they want to get out. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Lonnie Jones, director of the Women's Health Coalition of Arizona. We'll hear more from Lonnie after this. Hey, Father Matters Show family, will you show us some love? We want the Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you. Are you in need of family law legal services? Contact fathermatters.org. Our purpose is to provide free legal assistance services to fathers and their families. Remember, you have the right to see your children, and no parent can take that right away from you. Being responsible financially for your children is required by law, but even parents without financial means have the right to see their children. Don't let a legal matter stop you from being an excellent and involved parent. For more information about free family law legal services, log on to fathermatters.org. That's fathermatters.org. And we're back with Lonnie Jones, director of the Women's Health Coalition of Arizona. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also, catch the Father Matters show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com. Or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Lonnie, can you touch a little bit more about the expansion?
Yeah, that took place. The rest of the country had expanded Medicaid to include single adults. Arizona had it, and then the legislature stopped providing it for single people, which left thousands of people without health insurance. And as you know, when people don't have a health insurance, they end up going to the emergency room for services, which was causing a real burden on our hospitals. So the hospital association actually got together and made a proposal to the state saying that we will help you fund this to get it started because this was economically sound for them. And the governor understood. Now, the thing about the Medicaid program is that for every dollar Medicaid sends to us, we only have to pay $1 as a state. Mm. So it just seemed like a smart thing to do. And Governor Brewer did approve the expansion of Medicaid. So now we're able to take care of thousands of single adults. Mm-hmm. And single doesn't mean that you never were married with kids.
Right.
You're just single now. Mm-hmm. And walk them through that process of getting into health care.
What I love is the referral source, you know, Father Matters and Women's Health Coalition back together. Go back and forth. Touch on the referral partnerships that we have.
Thank you.
Have mainly. How do you do it?
That we have. When we have partners such as Father Matters, we learn about what you do. When we have partners such as the county or Planned Parenthood or the health plans, we learn what it is that they do so that when somebody comes to ask for information and assistance, we know where to send them. It makes their life a lot simpler, and it helps us to help the community, bottom line. So it's important that we all work together because a person is not whole until they have what they need to make themselves whole, which makes them especially a better parent for their children.
Yes, and what I love, I always tell people that, I always ask people, who's the most important, the people you serve or your partnerships? And people say the people you serve, but I say our partnerships. We've got to have strong partnerships, and we've got to look at our partners as customers as well. Because I love it when I send someone to your agency or some of the other partners, they say, I'll ask the customer that this agency or that agency call you back. They said they call me back immediately. And I think that's awesome because they know that we will take care of their customers as
yes.
well. People don't
yes.
want to wait. People are hurting. So why is it important for people to call Women's Health Coalition?
When I believe that when you call us, we are going to be a plethora of resources for community. Like I said, we don't really provide a lot of services, but we can help get you in touch with what you need. Our biggest service is ensuring that you and your family get into health care. Mm-hmm. You have to come to an agency like ours because it can be a little difficult to navigate
yes.
those applications and what does this mean? What are they asking for? And if you do come to us or community assisters such as us, we're able to not only assist you with the application, but when you get a letter from DES asking for more information or whatever, you can bring that letter to us and we can help you figure out what it is that they need. We can help, we can get it, and then we can send it to them directly. So there isn't anything you have to do.
And also what I love, that you are the Women's Health Coalition of Arizona. Is there other chapters?
There are. There are other women's health coalitions throughout the country.
So if they want to look for it, they can call you first and you can find out if there's one in their state?
They could do that or just Google it, you know,
right.
Women's Health Coalition of Tennessee or,
right.
you know, or.
But what I love is, what if someone wants to start a Women's Health Coalition of Texas or of Denver? Can they call you? Do you offer trainings for
We offer trainings. We haven't done anything out of state, but I'd be more than happy to share a story and come in and assist them with getting set up.
Yeah.
But I want people, I want women in particular to call me that really have a passion for this.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go in it thinking that, you know, you're going to make a whole lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ministry.
Right. Exactly.
It's ministry. And a lot of people think ministry is Sunday behind a pulpit. That's not ministry. It's every day. Whatever. If you are a barber, that barbershop is your ministry.
That's right.
If you run a daycare center, that daycare center is your ministry.
Exactly.
And that means that we need to reach out and we need to help people, you know, and people need to know the importance of, before they call you about that, is it important that they have community partners? How would they go about getting community? Because like you said, you don't offer the direct service, but nurturing that partnership, how would you tell them to even get started like that?
Like we got started. We just started looking at the issue mm-hmm. and who was providing the service for that issue and inviting them to the table. And once we identified 5-10 partners, invited them to the table, then it became 15-20 partners.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
and do you have meetings? Because we have community partners, as well as here in Arizona, that's listening to the show right now. If another agency want to be a part of what you're doing, do you have meetings, or what should they do?
We do quarterly meetings. Okay. We do lunch, and you know, because we got to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have our quarterly meeting and provide lunch, and it gives not an opportunity for me to stand up there and talk, but an opportunity for those at the meeting to exchange information and cards and, you know again, who's doing what in the community so that they can better serve the people that they're serving.
And the reason why I asked that, because I remember back in 06 when you were putting meetings together, I was meeting people that if it wasn't from your meetings, I probably would not have met them, or at least not at that time. And I needed to meet them at that time, because you have churches, you have organizations. I remember the Maryvale Phoenix Police Department was coming. I mean, you bring them all in.
Yes.
And what do they see? What's a visual that they can see when you see partners from law enforcement to child care providers?
Partnerships. That's what they see, to better serve the people that they're serving. Because a family, if they come to you because they need diapers, well, that means that they're also going to need other services. So
yes.
Where do you send them to do their food stamp application? And that's us. We do that as well.
Yeah.
And, excuse me, it's no longer called food stamps. It's called SNAP.
SNAP.
Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Yeah. Because you don't have the paper money anymore for stamps.
Yeah.
It's a debit card, which gives a person a little more dignity.
How about that? Like a debit card.
Right, exactly.
Can you share with us in these last couple of minutes a success story? Someone that's been through that.
Oh, my goodness. Program. One of my favorites is one of my promotoras got a gentleman who came in because he had tried to go through DES several times, and his son needed surgery. His son had some type of cancer that just needed surgery to make him better. And he kept getting denied. And Brenda, my head promotora, sat down with him and went over the application and explained to him what they were looking for. She did the application. And I have to say one thing about WHC's applications. They get approved pretty quickly because we're thorough. We try not to send in incomplete applications. And DES recognizes that. So people that come to us usually get their benefits a little quicker than going someplace else. And this gentleman did his application. He got his approval for his son and came back in tears to Brenda that his son got services.
Because now he can move on to work on another part of his life that he needs to heal.
Yes.
Once again, Lonnie, where can people go to get in touch with you?
Please, the Greater Phoenix Urban League is where our offices are located, or call us at 602-254-5611. We'd love to help.
Thank you for joining me today. Appreciate it. And thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.